No, we're still here, y'all. Hello, and welcome to In the Know with Tohini Wong, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Tohini Wong, and I hope you all are having a nice evening. My featured guest for this evening is singer, songwriter, and music producer, Dia Moore. But before we get started, for all you artists out there who would like to get your music played on IL Radio, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Internet L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@internetlcnc.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@internetlcnc.com.
All right, everyone. My future guest is Dia Moore. Dia Moore, are you all with me?
I'm right here. Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing well. Just taking it easy for the night, you know.
There you go. Same here.
I understand.
Where are you at right now?
Oh, I'm currently in my kitchen. No, not what you mean. I'm in Florida. I'm in Florida, not too far from Tampa.
Okay.
I've been out here for a while, so I'm in Florida. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But originally from New York City, from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, you are?
Born and raised in Brooklyn, and I live out in Florida.
Well, I have some family that lives out in New York.
Yeah, New York is a unique place to be. It's a beautiful place. Well, at least it was when I was there. You know, things have changed somewhat, but, yep. New York City, Brooklyn, New York.
It's been a very long time since I've been down there myself, so I understand what you mean.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, but, I'm about to record some new stuff tonight. I'm working on some new music late tonight, so. Yeah, it's my off day because I do a lot of gigs in Florida. I do a lot of gigs for weddings and private parties and restaurants. I sing and play piano at least 5 times a week. So today's one of my off days. So I really don't have a day off. I still work, but do some different things on my day off, you know.
Okay. I knew that you used to co-host the show on YouTube. And
yes,
I know you had another co-host named Cherish that was part of your segment. What was that like working on the News and Review?
Oh, Rhythm and Views. Oh, well, yeah. Rhythm and Views is something that myself and Tarius started maybe a year, almost 2 years ago. I coined the name of Rhythm and Views, and it was fun. You know, doing the show was great because it gave me a chance to do some research on some artists that I loved, and then also put my music out. Tarius put his music out. It was great. And it was a vehicle. I wanted it to be a vehicle for independent artists to put their music out. So it was fun. I enjoyed it. Rhythm and Views. Yeah.
Do you think down the road you might do something like that again?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm working on some stuff right now. It's just, when you're doing a lot of stuff, it's hard to you know, 24 hours in a day, so it's very difficult to record, to do shows. So I might have to cut back on some live stuff to to gear up to do more of the YouTube thing, you know. But I would like to do another show where it focuses on independent artists, the industry, and also to talk to the legends of R&B music, like Drink Champs. They focus on hip-hop and all the legends, like, you know, LL Cool J and all, you know, Jay-Z and them. But I think R&B needs a vehicle similar to that, you know. So I would like to have a vehicle that would be beneficial to R&B music, because I really love R&B. R&B is my heart and soul, you know, Stylistics, Delphonics, Marvin Gaye, Temptations, Donny Hathaway, you name it, the Beatles, all that stuff is, to me, is very, the Beatles are not R&B, but that kind of music is something that's deeply in my soul, you know, so I like to promote it everywhere I'm at. I don't know if that answers your question,
You did. I mean, with promoting that, the R&B, how would you say R&B has changed from Motown time up to today?
Oh, many different ways it has changed, because if you do any kind of study on Motown, Motown was like a corporation that focused on every aspect of the music, from the production to the showmanship, to the aesthetics of the look, the wardrobe, to even the mannerisms and how to speak to a camera. So Barry Gordy understood you had to prepare the artist for the main stage in every aspect. And this is the reason why not only were they great, talented artists, most of them from the projects like the Supremes and the Miracles and all those groups like that, Barry knew credible act artists. And that's the reason why their music stands the test of time, because it was so well done. So if you pivot from there to what's going on now, there's nothing like Motown today. I mean, the closest thing I would say is Bad Boy as far as R&B, but I don't think no one has done it as technically from that vantage point like Barry Gordy. So I know I'm being long-winded, but the music was just better. It was also the musicians were better. You had people who knew how to write songs. They were more family structured. Barry Gordy made sure that there was no derogatory stuff in the music. Like, you couldn't expect women talk about drugs, as Motown progressed, there were things that were questionable to Barry Gordy, like Cloud Nine by the Temptations, song about psychedelics, but they talked about it from a different vantage point than Marvin Gaye had, the What's Going On album, about what's going on in the streets, what's going on in the war. But with today's music, it's more of sex, alcohol, partying, and with the exception of a few artists, for me, it doesn't give me that soul gut feeling when I hear it. Like, I would put on a record from, let's say, Donny Hathaway or Marvin Gaye. You instantly, for me, it gave me a soul connection. It made you feel something. It made you feel connected from the soul. With today's music, I rarely ever get a feeling like that. So I don't know if it's the powers that be that caused this to happen, or we as black people have neglected the art of making R&B soul music and keeping the family intact. But there's many different culprits and many different factors that went into the demise of R&B. But R&B is not dead, because you got a lot of artists out there that want to resurrect it. Artists like myself, Bia Moore, Kim, you got Maxwell, you got new artists like, what's the guy? Also got Lucky Day. There's a couple of other artists out there. It needs a lot more of those artists in the main forefront of it. So I'm sorry for being long-winded, but that was a heavy question, you know. I'd like to say so much more on that subject, you know.
No, I thank you for letting us know, my listeners and myself know, what you thought. I know, as you said, you and others out there are trying to bring back that old R&B sound. I know that you have a new song that's going to be coming out. Can you tell us what the name of that song is and a little bit more about the song?
It's called I'll Treat You Right 2.0. It's a song that I put out many years ago, but I decided to redo it, to put a new feel to it, and to put it out on a bigger platform. So actually, tonight I'm working on the mix of the record. I finished it, so now I got to mix it in my studio, and then once I'm satisfied with the mix, I'm going to get it mastered. But the song is about love. It's about telling the woman, hey, listen, when the world is on your shoulder and getting colder, I'll treat you right. When you need someone to talk to, someone who will understand you, I'll treat you right. Something that reassures the woman, hey, listen, man, in this cold world, everybody needs somebody. Let me be that somebody that you can count on, you know. And that's pretty much the gist of the record, you know. It's about the uplifting of the woman, you know, texture and the care of the, you know, so.
So it's more about taking it back to how you treat a woman.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lost art, you know. I mean, now it's the B word and the N word and straight to the sex, you know, straight to it. I suppose that has this good. That's some good things about that. Not all of that, but you know, the B's and the N's are definitely no good. Because these are women who are the mother of our children, the mothers and the our daughters and our sisters. And I know some of them don't act right, but still, the original scheme of it was to uplift, and R&B was about love. You know what I mean? And that's why, you know, my name, I don't know if you know anything about the, well, people know this, but when you say amor means love. So what I did for my name, I took my real name, which is David, the B out of David, and attached it to amor. And that's why I go by D Amor. It really just means David love, you know. And so my music is about love, and my songs are about love and relationships. And, you know, love never goes out of style. You know, it'll always be in style. For me, at least, I love love. Love is, you know, love don't love nobody, but, you know, if you love someone and you show them that, then most of the time you'll get it back, you know.
That is true. I know that you have made a good career. Making music and making a living off of what you do, how would you tell the next up-and-coming artist how to be able to go and fulfill that dream?
The dream of making a living off of music?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I would have to first find out what do they do. I mean, do they just sing? Because, see, the thing with me, I play an instrument, so it allows me to get into a bar or a piano lounge and play a piano and sing on top of the piano and make money. And you can make money with just singing as well, because they have very good backing tracks. And a backing track, for your listeners who don't know, is like an instrumental of a, let's say you get a song of a Sade song. You can usually find an instrumental version of one of her songs and sing over it and go to a bar and do some songs, your songs, other people's songs, and you can make a good living if you know how to do it. So I would say, to answer that question, know what you want to do, have a clear vision of it, and then write down what your goals are, short-term, long-term. And then if you're a singer, to have at least to do the live show thing like I do, you're going to have at least 3 to 4 hours of songs that you can perform live. And then package it up like a resume, your picture, your bio, and a short 3 to 4 or 5 song demonstration MP3 or something of your music to take around to, let's say, a talent agent, or you can go directly to the restaurants, the bars that cater to, you know, they have a live music section in the bar or the restaurant, and then make a name for yourself in your community, you know. Put your music online, cdbaby.com. You can, you know, sign up with BMI, ASCAP, and there's many ways you can get it. So, but if you're a performer, I would start out with, doing live shows at the restaurants. And I'm fortunate to be up in Florida, because there's a lot of places where I'm at that have live performers. So I walk in and I tell them, hey, this is what I do. And I've been doing it for a long time, so people know me up here very well. So, but when I first started out, I just walked in and gave them my demo. I gave them my press kit. And sometimes I would walk in and give them a free hour. I say, listen, I'll play for 1 hour. If you like what you hear and what you see, then we could talk. If not, I won't come back in here no more. So most of the time I've done that, I walked out with a gig. And then that grew into doing 5-6 shows a week now. So, yeah.
Does that mean the way to go out and let them know who you are and give them a sample of your music?
Yeah, it's like what I said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What you say?
More important to be able to get the samples out there so that they can hear them, versus, I guess, industry-wise, back in the day where you had to go through like an agent or something to get your music played to the uppers. So
you can get an agent. The agent usually gets about maybe 10 to 15 to 20%. Well, no, not 20. They give like 15% of your bookings. So if you know an agent that has a lot of connections with these venues and clubs, and that can get you the jobs. Because, see, I get most of my own gigs, but I do have an agent that if I need something, I'll give him a call. What you got? You got anything available? Or he'll call me and he say, hey, man, are you free such and such date? Can you come down and do this? And depends on my schedule. If I'm free, yeah, I can do it. But the main thing is to be seen. You got to go out there and let people know what you do and who you are. You're sitting in the house all the time and no one knows you who you are. I mean, you could be on the internet, which is great. You know, all these different platforms, it's fantastic. You know, you can make a real good name for yourself on the internet. I mean, internet is just incredible. But get out, go out, go to parties. You know, go to different venues, meet people, go to meet bands and meet other singers and talk to people. You know, their information, give them your information. You know, build your audience, build your audience as you go. And you know, it ain't easy, but you gotta be in it. You gotta be get out of your comfort zone. You know, if you're too comfortable, then that means you're not doing something right. You gotta constantly make yourself grow and expand and go through the trials and the errors and disappointments and you know, but you know, you can do it. You just gotta believe in yourself.
I read that you were self-taught that you were self-taught musician at a very early age. How old were you when that happened?
About 13 years old.
Okay.
I was curious. I was just really curious about music, like, I would buy records back then, or cassette tapes, but I would buy records and collect them. Like, I would buy, first records that I bought was Stylistics. I would buy the Jacksons, Jones Girls, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder albums. They'd be on my wall, in my room, back in Brooklyn. And I would be in there just studying music, just studying it. Seeing how the song structure was, and before I even knew what a song structure was. And then back in school, junior high school and high school, I had a music teacher that I would ask questions. So, and I never was taught, but I would get different books and just, you know, I was just asking questions, you know, what's a triad, what's a chord, you know, what's a key, how you play, what's bars, what's the key signature, what's the 4-4 timing, what is, you know, pentatonic scale or a diminished scale, or, you know, when you're curious about anything, you're going to do some research. And that's what I did. I was just constantly wanting to learn because I was fascinated by it because it gave me a feeling like nothing else. It gave me a feeling and it gave me a purpose. And I wanted to know everything I could about it. So I studied, and at the beginning I played very simple chords. I still do play simple chords now. And for those who don't know what a chord is, whether it's in guitar or piano, a chord is usually three notes. And be four notes, five notes, it could be seven notes, you know, but and they build together to make harmony and to form structure for song and for melodic structure. So, but to answer your question, that I was curious and
okay.
I was eager and I was willing to learn. Still
it was a calling. It was a calling for you.
Yeah, early on, very early. Yeah, very early. It was. But what's funny was I started out as a rapper before I was a singer. I wanted to rap. This is along the lines of Run DMC and Kool Moe Dee, Treacherous Three. The Fearless, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Melly Mel. I wanted to rap, and I did rap. But then when I discovered the stylistics and Michael Jackson, you know, rap still influenced me, and it still does to this day. But R&B is in my soul. You know, because hip-hop comes from, it comes from R&B. It comes from rhythm and blues. Hip-hop originated from that. And R&B came from the church and the slave fields and blues, jazz. So, you know, just loved it all, you know. Took from everything I could take from and put it together.
There you go. So this is what I want to do. We want to play the first song. I want to play your first song. But I would like you to introduce the first song that we're going to be playing tonight.
Which one are you playing?
What? We are playing Welcome to My World.
Welcome to My World. Cool. Okay. Well, Welcome to My World is something that song that I wrote many years ago, and I redid it. And it's about, you know, inviting a young lady to my world. Hey, this is what I'm all about, you know. And I produced it. I wrote the music. I played all the instruments on it. Because I make beats, too. I make beats and all that stuff, too. So I do all that. And to my world, that's my jam. So.
What, if you could introduce it for us?
Oh, yeah. This is Dia Moore, and this is my song entitled Welcome to My World. Check it out.
Come on.
Everywhere,
you're my favorite girl,
yeah.
Like a summer breeze,
cause
That music is good. Like, I like it, yeah. I've recorded that a couple of years ago. But that song is about at least, so it's an old song I did, but I wrote it a while ago and I just said, you know what, I like this a lot. Let me go back into it and see what I can do more to it. And I did. I changed it up completely, and it's just like, wow. So it became something new, you know. So, yeah.
All right. What I want to do is I want to go into your next song. Simple Things, and I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce it.
This is Dia Moore, and this next song is a song that I wrote. It's called Simple Things, and something that my mother would always tell me as a child. It's the simple things. It's the simple things.
I thank you for all the little things. Looking over my yesterdays, when I was a little child, things were much better, life wasn't so hard. How I used to play until the sun set around the way. Now I miss those days, I would hear my mother say, hey, it's a simple thing in your life. It's a simple back on the times I've shared with family and friends, how I treasure the moments, wishing they would never end. Now I'm thankful for what God has given me. It's the simple things and the joy it brings. It's the simple things in your life. It's the simple things that make kind word that heals the heart, a smile on the baby's face, nothing can take its place. Waiting to hold the door, taking time to feed the poor. It's the beauty of a rose, it's the little things that show.
In the Know with Ohiwa, every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. question, maybe tune in. The first song you heard this evening was Welcome to My World, and the second song that was just played was Simple Things, and it's by my featured guest this evening, Dear Morn. So, your mom said Simple Things. What does that mean to you?
She was always, she would say it's not all the big things and the extravagant things in life. It's the simple things, like the beauty of a rose, the beauty of a sunset. Take care of the little things. You know, even the Bible tells you, when you can do things and you can take care of the main things, then the Creator will give you more to take care of all the other stuff. But you have to maintain and master the simple things. So I thought that was profound. You know, that's what she was trying to tell me. And really, the song is dedicated to her. She's no longer with me, but she's with me, but you know what I'm saying, in the physical. So that song is near and dear to my heart, you know. It's a universal message, you know. So.
Yes. I mean, she's here.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely.
Through your journey of working on these two songs, and more to come down the road, what advice would you give to artists who would like to get started right now?
Let no one else define what success is to you. You define it for yourself. Have a clear goal and work on it like your life depends on it, because it does. And study, work, keep your head down and work, dig in. And master your art, your craft, whatever it is, playing the flute, playing the drum machine, playing real drums, playing the piano, learn as much as you can about it. Stretch, learn other instruments. Because the more you grow, the more richer your music will become. And the more topics in the books you read and information you gather, you can write about more than just one topic. I would like to see that in all kinds of music, in today's music, See a more diverse artist that can inspire the world, So go for it. Define it. And then when you know what you want, go get it. Don't hide it under a bushel. Just bring it out to the world. And you'll make mistakes along the way. But it's not really mistakes, it's just another way of learning, You get up and you keep moving. Before you know it, you look back and you go, damn, I came far, So that's what I would tell them.
Okay.
Go get it.
Well, we're almost at that point. We're almost on the end of the show.
Oh, damn. It's over, huh? I really appreciate this interview. It was fantastic. It was great. I appreciate you allowing me to have your platform for a couple of minutes. I appreciate that.
You know what? You're welcome. And the fact that you and my listeners, and you gave advice to those who are up and coming and wanting to get out there in this industry, I know that was a big help to everyone out there listening
also,
tonight.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but the last thing for me is this is just going to be your business that you're going to be in. Learn the business. There's a book that you should get called All You Need to Know About the Music Business by Donald Passman. You can actually get the book on audio books. So you don't even got to read it. You just can get the audio. It's a great book. but it'll show you everything you need to know about the music business. Like Jay-Z said, I'm not in business. I am the business. I am a business, you know. So learn the business. Learn it. I know a lot of us don't want to learn it because we want to get to the art. But learn as much as you can. And for the thing that you don't want to dabble into, get someone you can really trust that will cover that for you. But don't come in this business with your eyes closed, because someone will dig in your pockets and take what you've earned if you don't know the business. And that's facts.
All right, then. Theodore, I want to thank you for being on my show this evening.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And I loved having you on. And hopefully we'll do it again.
I appreciate it. And I look forward to coming back one day. Yeah, it'd be great.
Maybe when the album's done, we'll get you back on.
The EP will be done probably. No albums until I'm really, really big, you know. I said once you get big,
okay,
you do it. The EP, yeah. I look forward to it.
All right. You have a nice evening.
You do the same. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Peace.
No problem. All right, listeners, my next show is going to be on September 23rd of 2022. It's going to be at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my featured guest will be singer-songwriter, actress, producer, and spoken word artist, Ms. Club. So I hope you all tune back in and check that one out. That's going to be a good show. Now, also, make sure you check out this month's music showcase that aired on September the 3rd at 7:30 p.m. The show is hosted by IL Radio's producer, L, and broadcast the first Saturday of each month. And that's, again, at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So before I end the show this evening, please listen to this.
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday night called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go.
All right, everyone. I want to thank you for tuning in this evening and listening to me and my featured guest this evening, Diamore. I hope you enjoyed the show, and everyone, have a good night.
Yeah.